These are but the latest in a series of attacks that have taken place on churches, on church property, and on the property of Catholic-owned business people. We've grown used to the fact that the paramilitaries, although ostensibly on ceasefire, have continued with their activities. There's been a viciousness to their attacks in recent weeks, and adding, therefore, to the tension, making community relations much more volatile, and presenting us with a situation which indeed could get worse if cool heads don't take action, don't speak out, don't use their influence to try and reduce and indeed end the spate of attacks that have been taking place. There is absolutely no excuse for the kind of attacks that have taken place, the lives that have in fact been put in danger, and it's almost a mercy that some lives have not been lost, given the nature of some of the attacks that have taken place. 25 to 30% of the population is Catholic. They're not going to be run out of their homes, but a certain amount of population drift has taken place in recent times, and if we're ever to have a peaceful society here, we've got to learn to live together, not simply live apart as if in an apartheid state.